Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, my radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I pray all is well with you and yours today. I pray, praise God, that you are having a blessed day, and I pray, praise God, that God has blessed you, and he has. If you are under the sound of my voice, he has blessed you, praise God, because guess what? You can hear me, and yet that means that he has given you the right and blessed you to see another day. I praise God, for all of you under the sound of my voice. I tell you, praise God, this is the time, praise God, that we're in, that we must always give God praise and thanks and give him the glory. And always, praise God, stay in a prayerful mood all day, every day. Amen. Because we're in trying times. These are the times that the Word of God spoken about. I know, praise God, some of you don't want to hear this because you hear it so much, praise the Lord, that you think it's a broken record. But it is a record, but it's not broken. It is the truth. The world right now is in turmoil. There is crisis all over the world. There is killing. There is murdering. Praise God, there is so much going on, praise God. Sometimes if you didn't know who God was, you were faint for the very thing, praise God, that come forth and comes up that we hear about in the news every day. But that you have to remember that the Lord of premise, praise God, he said it. There will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be famine. There will be wars. There will be, praise God, sicknesses. There will be diseases. There will be things that you never even thought you would be able to hear about that is going on now in the universe that you may not be able to handle. But if you're in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can stand and still stand because he said it. He said it, people. He told us, praise God. So if you don't believe the word of God, I don't know why. Because the things that is coming upon the face of the earth, Bible has already spoken of these things. This is nothing new. This is nothing new. What is going on is nothing new. This has happened before. You must understand, even to the law of attraction, that things goes around and comes around. This has happened before with the outbreaks of wars and fighting in the streets and race against race and people against people and don't like you for this color and don't like you for that color. But being your color is not a crime, and it shouldn't be a crime. But we make it a crime, my goodness. But you got to understand, people, while we're fighting each other, we need to be standing together because what is coming up on the face of the earth is not going to take one person. It's going to take unity to be an overcomer of this situation. Chaos is going to break out. Yes, chaos. That's right. Chaos is going to happen. But we must know, praise God, you must be ready. Just like, praise God, the Lord God said, be ready when Jesus comes. We don't know when he's coming, but we need to repent today. But the kingdom of God is at hand. We don't know when he's coming. He can appear in the next few minutes. But you have to ask yourself this question, am I ready? You see, being ready means you prepared yourself. You have did the thing that needs to be done so when it happens, you can be taken away and nothing, and there is no love lost. But when you are not ready, that's the problem. And it's not just a problem for here. It's going to be a problem for wherever you choose. Whatever life you have chosen and you go, that's going to be a problem. And this is why he said, praise God, we need to repent. For the old God of the merciful, for all of our sins, for every thought that was false or unjust, unclean, for every word spoken that ought not to have been spoken, and for every deed done that ought not to have been done. We need to repent. You see, when you hear the word repentance, you talk about repentance, people turn their back and act like you don't hear it. It don't bother me anymore because all I can say, God, forgive them. But I'm going to do what I have to do to prepare for when Jesus comes. And it says we repent. We need to repent for every deed and every word and thought inspired by selfishness and for the very deed, praise the Lord, and the words and thoughts inspired by hatred. Hatred has taken over this nation. People don't like you because you this color. People don't like you because you drive this. People don't like this because you look like this. But I heard the word say, praise God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You don't make duplication copies. Hallelujah. But anyway, praise God, I thank you, praise God, because it's saying to us today, especially, praise God, we repent most especially for every lustful thought and every lustful action of every lie for all hypocrisy, for every promise, even not for not being fulfilled, and not for all, indefinitely for all slander and backbiting and lies. Most especially, we repent for every action that has brought ruins to others, for every word and deed that has given others pain, and for every wish that pain should befall on others. Praise the Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Father, allow your blood to cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness and wash us clean as we, praise God, as we, praise God, stand before you, praise God, asking that you forgive us of every sin, every iniquity. And Father, allow your blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and wash us clean as we ask forgiveness and enter into a holy relationship with you, God. Everybody's trying to get a relationship, but you're getting with the wrong person. You need to have a relationship with God. Because what we don't know, let me help you out, that every one of us, as sure as you're born, you are going to die. And you're going to stand before the judgment. Don't think people got you fooled and you listen to all this foolishness. When you dead, you done. No, my friend, when you dead, you just be dead. Because what you don't understand, my friend, is that your spirit lives forever. Your spirit lives forever. The flesh goes back to the dust. In which it was conceived. It was conceived through the dust. But your spirit, you see, this is what the Lord is coming back for. He's not coming back for your flesh. He don't care how you look. He don't care what you own. He don't care how much money you have. He's coming back for your spirit. And if your spirit is not pleasing to God, you're not going with him. And it won't be a laughing matter then. But you will hear the word saying, too late shall be the cry. And you must understand, praise God, the Lord is going to return. He said it. He said, when I come back, it will be the days as of Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom. Sodom means men sleeping with men, women with women, dogs and animals with human beings. This is what the time we're in right now. Everybody think it's a joke. But this is life. And you know what? You're going to see it again. You will see it again. So it's no joke. We're fighting against each other instead of uniting. People are killing. This is already prophesied. There's going to be hunger in the land. People will not have food to eat, water to drink. They will not be able to survive. But we're facing our putting our thoughts on the wrong thing. What we should be doing is kneeling down in prayer to God as one, praying for this nation, because America is in trouble. We have turned our backs on God. We don't need him anymore, because there was a time we didn't have what we have now, hallelujah. And now we have it. We don't need him anymore. You know, he done blessed us with a little money, a little nice car. You can go where you want to go, looking a little decent when you used to have to go and get hand-me-downs. Now you've gotten to the point you have forgot the hand that led you. You have forgot the hand that blessed you. You have forgotten the hand that withstood you. You have forgotten about God. He said it in the word of Corinthians, in his book, he said in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. What he asked us to do? Pray. But no, we don't pray. We play. We play with it. It's nothing serious. To death come. Sickness come. Trouble come. Then everybody wants to pray. Because if you was praying before, possibly this thing would have detoured. But because we're not praying, the devil is sending out his demons to make havoc upon us. He's sending them left and right. Because simply he knows that he has a short time. But we don't realize we have a short time. We think we got forever. No, you do not. Time is not on our side. You forget about God. You don't need God. You don't want nobody to talk to you about him. You don't want to do nothing with him. You think you don't need him. But let me help you out. You better seek him now, why he yet can be found. Because there will come a day you will not be able to find him. He will not be around. You said, he said you were praying, I was saying he would mock you. You would say, Lord, he'll say, Lord. The Bible says, remember the Lord in the days of thine youth. And when thou is old, I will remember you. But if you be ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. Is it worth that? And you see, the devil has hoodwinked many of us, many of you, thinking you all right. You're not all right. You're just a dead man walking. You're walking with no Christ in your life. Your life means nothing. You're a dead man walking because you don't want to know nothing about the Lord. You think it's okay because you got this and who you are. It doesn't matter, my friend. Jim, hey, listen to me carefully. Michael Jackson had a lot, but he didn't take it with him. Whitney Houston had a lot, but he didn't go with her. I haven't heard nobody left that took anything with them. It's your soul that is at stake. And right now, praise God, the whole universe is in crisis. The whole universe, praise God, is in what we call turmoil. It's chaos. One killing this one killing that one. You kill one, I kill one. This is all chaos. And what you don't understand is all leading to the new world order. New world order, people. You won't be able to do what you think you once done and go where you thought you should be able to go. No, my friend. They mean they're going to rule these streets. They're going to give you curfews to be in. And if you're not in, you either get shot or you get locked up, and you don't want either one of those. They will rule the streets. They will rule your house. And we're running around here worrying about the wrong things. When this thing takes place, are you ready? Is your family supplied? Do you have everything you need in order and in place? Do you? Hey. You're wasting time on the wrong things. What will happen when you don't have food to feed your baby like they do in Africa? What's going to happen? Oh, you don't think so? Keep living. You better seek God and seek him now. Ask him to direct and let you know, praise God, you need to get in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. A relationship. Mean personal relationship. I'm not talking about just a little fly-by-night, praise the Lord, a part-time relationship. You need to be sure enough rooted and grounded in the Word of God and know who Jesus really is. Many of us talk about him, but we do not know him. You don't know him. You think you know him, but you don't know him. He said, many will call my name and say, Lord, Lord, and I will say, depart from me because I don't even know you. Who are you? Where did you come from? I don't know you. Because the things you do in Jesus' name is what is really just for you. It's not for him. But you need to get in a relationship, in a full-blown relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you need to know that you know that you know that you know you know you know that you know that your relationship will hold and it will grip the solid rock. And this is what I'm saying to you today, praise God. I pray, praise God. My prayer is I'm interceding for our nation. I'm interceding for the nation. It's no time now for selfish prayers. We have to intercede for the nation. I believe the Bible said, I am my brother's keeper. We stop keeping each other. But we start kicking each other. But I pray for the leaders of my nation to come to the light. And I make supplication, prayers, and intercession and give thanks for all people of my nation and for the leaders of my nation that I might have a peaceful life and all godliness and honesty. Let our leaders be just and let them rule by the fear of the Lord. And let our leaders fall down before the Lord Jesus Christ. And let my nation serve him. Let the poor and the needy people of my nation be delivered. Let the Lord dominate me and establish me in my nation, and let me his enemies lick the dust. Turn our leaders, O God, hearts to you, that they may fear you, O Lord. And let the Lord rule over my nation. And let my nation, praise God, be, praise God, glad and rejoice. Let my nation sing a new song, bless his name, and show forth his salvation. From day to day, let the people of my nation tremble at the presence of the Lord. Let my nation make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and let the people serve him with gladness. Let our leaders praise the Lord, you, and let them hear the words out of your mouth. Let the wicked be rooted out of the land, O God. Let the wicked be cut down and wither as the grass and the herb, and the herb, praise the Lord. And Father God, let all the people of my nation turn to the Lord and worship him. My nation is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all, praise the Lord, that dwell therein, that dwell therein it. Let all the adulterers of my nation be comforted, and let all the gods worship the Lord. Let my nation praise the Lord for mercy and kindness and truth. Save my nation, O Lord, and send prosperity. I pray that my nation will submit to the ruler and the reign of Christ, O God. I pray my nation will bring its wealth into the kingdom. I pray my nation, praise God, will convert and bring its wealth into the kingdom. I pray my nation will be healed by the leaves of the tree of life. Hallelujah. And I pray my nation will show forth the praises of God. I pray my nation will see the glory of God. Let those, praise God, that are deaf hear the words of this book. Hallelujah. And let the blind see out of obstacles. Let them see, praise God, that you are God. And you are God all day and every day. You do not change. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord. And let them, praise God, I pray, Jesus, that they will, praise God, that they will, praise God, seek your true and a living God, that they may have life and have it more abundantly, O God. I thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, because I know that you are God. I know, praise God, you hear the prayer of the righteous, for the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Father God, I praise you, Father, for my nation is full thereof. And Father God, I thank you, Lord, and those that dwell in it, praise God, will seek and find the Lord Jesus Christ. They will find him. They will call upon him and find him and seek him while he's near. Because there will come a time that you will seek him and he will not be around. I pray that Jesus, hallelujah, will rule over my nation in righteousness and judgment. I pray for my nation will come to Zion to be taught and learn war no more. I pray that my nation will seek, hallelujah, the Lord and enter into his rest. I pray that every evil force of the devil, Satan, hallelujah, has been sent out of our nation through, praise God, through the blood of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you, Lord, that our nation, praise God, through organizations, individuals can cause no harm, will be destroyed through your blood. I pray that the parched places in my nation will become a pool and every thirsty place springs of water. I pray that the glory of God be revealed to my nation and that all the inhabitants will see it. And let the Lord bring righteousness and judgment to my nation. I ask the Lord to do, praise God, a new thing, hallelujah, in my nation by giving water in the wilderness and streams in the desert, hallelujah. Let peace come, praise God, unto my nation like a river that flows, hallelujah, through the Jordan, yes, Lord. And let my nation be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus. Let the children of my nation be taught of the Lord. I pray, praise God, that my nation will seek and find the Lord. Let my nation be filled, hallelujah, with priests and the Levites that are worshiping, that's worshiping the Lord. Let the people of my nation come and worship the Lord. For build houses and be able to stay in them. Let my people be plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. Let my people long enjoy the work of their hands. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the enemy by my hand be reconciled. Hallelujah. Let my nation be filled with the knowledge and the glory of the Lord. Let my nation be saved and walk in the light of Zion, that it may shine upon us in the name of Jesus. Let God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us as his people. Hallelujah. Let God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Let his ways be known to us and his saving help in our nation. Let every covenant with death, hallelujah, and hell be broken in our nation. Let my nation, praise God, look to the Lord to be saved. Praise God that they may be a, praise God, a time of repentance. And let the Lord make bare his holy arms. And let my nation see the salvation of the Lord. Let every vile spread over my nation be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover this nation, oh God. Let it cover, praise God, around the Padawal Shaka, Shaka. Let it be covered, praise God, from the east to west and the north to south. In the name of Jesus, let my nation let my nation be the heritage of the Lord. Let him possess it. Let the kingdom of the Lord and his governor of my nation. Let, praise God, the people, praise God, who, praise God, walk in darkness in my nation, repent and see the light, and let your light shine upon those in shadow of darkness. Let the government and the peace, praise God, continue to increase in my nation. Father God, we speak against police brutality, oh God. We speak against, praise God, bloodshed in our streets and in our communities, oh God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against it right now, Heavenly Father. For we know, praise God, that you, praise God, King, praise God. You are not a God of, praise God, of confusion, but you are God of peace in the name of Jesus. And God, I speak to every state, praise God, in the United States of America. Praise God that you would send forth your ministering angels, that you would send forth Michael, Raphael, praise God. And you would send forth, praise God, your angels, Michael, praise God, Raphael, praise the Lord. And you will send them forth, praise God. And you will cause, praise God, the violence to cease, to decease in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now, God. Father God, we ask God that you will send forth the Lord warring angels, that they may make war upon the face of the earth, praise God. Praise God. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, cover this home in the blood of Jesus. Father God, allow no demons, hallelujah, be allowed in this house. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, your protection, God, be upon the doors and the windows and the grounds, hallelujah. Place your angels about this home. Let your glory be declared among my people and your wonders in the nation. Open a door of utterance in this nation, oh God, that people will begin to fall on their face and begin to cry out to God, that my people might hear, that they may hear your word. Father God, oh, Holy Ghost, let it come forth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we need you right now. Father God, we need you in this earth right today. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we come against the spirit of hatred in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against, Father God, we ask that you cut it down in the name of Jesus, the spirit of hatred. Oh, God, we speak death to it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we speak death to the spirit of violence. Father God, you said, praise God, we can go out and possess you the land and take it by force. God, send forth the warriors. Send forth the praying warriors. Hallelujah. That the voice may be heard, praise God, in the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray that the families of my people repent and be blessed in Christ. In the Father God, I pray for the healing waters to flow into this nation. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you are a liar. Satan, you are a liar. You will not win. God, we will shout. Everything you send that is of evil, we return it back to you in the name of Jesus. The word of God declared you only come to kill, to devour, and to destroy. But Jesus came that life may be abundant. We may have life and more abundant. We may have life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Think of my super cat about circular lebandi. That they will see Kabasoko Sakata Shak. Go to the Sakalabu. Kushi be the Vadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad. Glory to your name, Holy Ghost. Hatata Bakusatata. Yet, God cover with you at the lane. Hey, Kushabababasa. God bless my children and watch over them two and four. Cover them under the blood of Jesus, God. Let your blood praise God. Ah, Yabashatata. God cover them from the head to their feet. Oh, God, as they go to and Father God, watch over them, protect them from the evil thereof. Oh, Shakabalabosha. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let no harm come. But devil, you have a plot, but God got a plan. Oh, Shakalabosha. Oh, God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, Father God, in the tongue of them that speak lies, shall be condemned, Father. Shall be condemned, Dodobosha. Condemn them, Halabosha. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Mashalabose kidibadan didibade. Oh, you see kibadalaba shaki dadalaboshata. Nananirosa. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Father God, you said it in your word. You will let nothing come up on me unaware. But oh, Father God, you will show me the enemy. Hallelujah. Afar off, you come before you come nigh my dwelling. Oh, Jesus, you are God. You're awesome God. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. You are an awesome God. You rule in the kingdom of men. You are Jesus. God, I give you praise this day. Lord, I honor you because you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, what a God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for intervening. Oh, Father, thank you for the intervening. Oh, yes, devil, you had a plot, but God got a plan. Oh, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask, pray, God, that you continue, God, to keep us covered in your blood. Father God, as we pray, praise God, we ask, Lord, that you hear the prayers that are made in this place. And Father God, we come to you, Father God, confessing you are God. You are the true and the living God. And you change not. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. I bless you going, and I bless you coming. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are God. You are God. There is no other. Thank you. Be blessed. Be blessed. Stay prayerful each and every day. Repent. Stay prayerful. Jesus is coming. Be blessed.